much, guys. How you doing today?
Not too bad. It's not often that you are on the clock, but we were a little concerned. You're never on the clock.
I'm sitting here in front of my computer. I'm looking at the clock on my computer, and my phone's right here, and it doesn't ring or doesn't do anything. And then I look, and it says I missed your call, so it didn't even ring or do anything. So I don't know. This technology stuff just isn't my friend today, I guess.
How's your Easter egg hunt out in the backyard going?
Let's just say there was plenty to be found, and it looks like there'll be another one here any time. I might actually do it when I get off the phone with you guys.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
Yeah.
So you are – okay, so you've already met with Coach Bull and the people that you were going to interview today?
No, we have to go back after practice to do all the interviews, but we talked to Coach a little bit before practice and then watched what we were allowed to, and then had to vacate the premises.
Okay, very good. So news today is Cowboys' two leading rushers last year, Kellen Overstreet and Trey Woods. Now, Kellen Overstreet is done for the rest of spring. Trey Woods still, are they optimistic, or is it looking like he is done for the rest of spring?
Coach Bull didn't have a for sure diagnosis on it. You know, he was having an MRI and X-ray today, or initial test came back inconclusive, but Bull didn't sound very optimistic that Trey Woods would be back this spring. They think it's fairly significant. Don't know specifics on it, but they think it's significant. So it probably looks like the Cowboys will be without their two leading rushers for all or most of this spring.
Okay, and what are the injuries? I know you said no specific shoulders.
Both shoulders. Both have. Overstreet's is a dislocation of some sort that he's had issues with. That the surgery, it sounds like, would go into, as Coach Bull said, tighten things up. That just sounds horribly, excruciatingly painful. Don't know the extent of Woods, if it was dislocated or if it's a or anything like that. So I don't have any specifics on that one.
I know, we had Coach Bull on yesterday, and he said they're going very physical. They're even allowing, contact and tackling of the two quarterbacks in place. So it sounds like they're being very physical this spring with all their guys, right? Is that the case, at least from what you're hearing?
From what I'm hearing, again, we're not able to see any of that. But, yeah, from what I'm hearing, and I think that was a plan going into spring, and, not to beat each other up, but just to get evaluations. And, it kind of goes back to the running backs. That's a good example is, they left spring and even fall camp, not feeling overly, I don't know if they didn't feel good about it, but, they had three running backs going into the season, and it just never really transpired with any one of them. And they really want, I know Brent Beegan told me before spring started that if that meant tackling more, they needed to have a better picture there than they did coming out of last fall or even the spring before. So, but now with guys going down and another, Craig Bull said that Nico Evans, although he was out there today, must have got dinged up somehow because he says, I don't know if he'll be 100%, but he was out there. So, some guys are going down, and obviously guys that were down going into spring, and it'll be curious to see if they can continue to be as physical as they have been so far with the guys that are going down and to get that proper evaluation in.
So who are the guys currently running the football for the Cowboys this spring?
Well, I know Nico was running a little bit, at least in the walkthrough portion. Gerard Swan, a walk-on, was getting some carries. Xavier Valade, a redshirt freshman, was getting more. Mike Green, a sophomore, was getting carries. I think those are the only four guys they have right now to run the football from, we're at the seventh practice, practically at the midway point of spring, so that's all they have left right now. I think Garrett Gardner, I know he hurt a foot earlier in spring. I didn't see him out there, but that doesn't mean he's not, but that's another walk-on, so it's getting pretty thin at that position right now.
Robert Gagliardi joining us here on the program. Gags, talking to Coach Bull yesterday, I know Monty asked him about the offensive line because that needed some improvement, and Craig was less than encouraged by what he's seen so far this spring, and I think I'm putting that mildly right there. Are you kind of hearing the same things with how this offensive line, the group, is working together right now, or are you hearing something different?
Well, I'm kind of hearing a mixed bag because, one thing that this staff and Coach Scott Fuchs, the offensive line coach, has done, they like to experiment and basically, again, in walkthroughs and other things I've seen. I mean, they've had all kinds of different guys in there. I know that basically Keegan Kreider has been taken, at least from what I've seen. And again, I don't get to see all of practice. He's been he's been the center. Logan Harris has been playing guard, okay? The two tackles, Velasquez and Zach Wallace, have been pretty steady in there. I know one thing they have been happy with is the emergence of Rudy Stouffer, a redshirt freshman, as kind of the third tackle that they need more depth there. But, you know, at the guard spots, they're moving guys in and out. Eric Oboje is now a guard instead of a tackle. Jackson is still in the mix. Zach, you know, Gavin Rush is still in the mix. So they're doing a lot of mixing and matching. And I often, again, I'm not a coach. I'm not going to second guess any of them. But I wonder if with all the mixing and matching and experimenting, if that's why maybe they're not seeing some of the consistencies they'd like to see along the offensive line, because they're moving so many guys in and out of there. But again, you know, if you are going to experiment, the spring is the time to do it. But those have kind of been the observation I've seen so far.
You know, we also talked about the quarterback battle and everything like that, and I asked him because, you know, the rumors are out there with a grad transfer out of Michigan, Wilton, or a supposed grad transfer. It's not official yet, but Wilton Spate had made his plans known earlier that he was thinking about transferring, wanted to transfer out of Michigan, and you know, the rumors are out that he was visiting Wyoming, and I know Craig couldn't talk about specific names and everything, but I asked him about a potential grad transfer, and while he said it's not fair to talk about that with the current battle going on, not fair to those guys, he said that that question was within the goal, was between the goalposts, that they, you know, anything, there's been interest in the Cowboys program. What are you hearing with regards to possible grad transfers, and even, you know, with Wilton Spate, you know, possibly being in the mix there?
Well, I think from some sources, I think Wilton Spate is in the mix. Okay, now I don't know if they're going to pull the trigger on him, or if they're going to pull the trigger on another graduate transfer. But I think that, at least from what I can gather from sources, that it, as far as the program and the coaches go, that it's something they're looking into, you know. And that was interesting because after the early signing period, and even after the normal one where they just signed the one guy, it didn't sound like that was an avenue they were going down, although there was a lot of interest from transfers looking at Wyoming. But I think maybe to say that Wyoming does not have interest in a graduate transfer quarterback at this point, I think would be false. Whether they sign one or get one is a whole other deal, but I think it's on the table, and we'll just have to see how it goes through. But there's interest among quarterbacks. I believe there's an interest of this said Michigan quarterback you mentioned, but whether it happens or not remains to be seen. But I think now that something that maybe was off the table, you know, back in December, may be back on the table now.
All right, switching gears to hoops, Gags. Any new news on potential verbal commitments? Upcoming. I know the late signing period is coming up here in just a few weeks. Will we hear any news at the beginning of that or during the late signing period in terms of getting guys signed?
I think we'll probably hear at least on a couple more. I know they have an offer out to Tariq Young. I can't even keep these guys' names straight. Tariq Johnson, who they signed from Mount Zion, a shooting guard. I know they've offered another one of his teammates, a 6'9", not like a true five guy, but kind of one of those stretch four skilled bigs that they like. I know they've offered him. I know North Texas is in the mix on that one, too, and a few other schools. I think we'll probably hear a little bit more now that the Final Four is over and these guys are back out there. I don't know if they're going to sign all the rest of their allotment in this period, but again, they can still bring them in the summer. It's just a different verbiage that they have to go by. But I think here in the next, you know, maybe possibly this week, maybe even as, you know, later than next week, we should hear a little bit more of some more additions to the basketball team.
All right, we'll leave you with this one. Did Gonzaga play the Mountain West Conference, or did Craig Thompson drop the ball on this one?
Craig Thompson didn't drop the ball. The Gonzaga was very savvy with his business there and got the West Coast Conference to sweeten their deal to the point where I don't think the Mountain West, Craig Thompson's bosses, which are the school presidents, would have agreed to such a deal. So I think Gonzaga played their cards right. Used the Mountain West as leverage and got exactly what they wanted from the West Coast Conference. I don't think Craig Thompson dropped the ball here at all. And now if his boss has said, you know, you go out and get Gonzaga whatever it takes, that's a whole other deal. But that's not how this these presidents were. Craig Thompson didn't drop the ball. Gonzaga, you know, lack of a better term, used the Mountain West to get what they wanted from the West Coast Conference.
But would you agree that Craig Thompson probably spoke too soon or was a little too boisterous about some of the comments he made, making it seem like this was a done deal just weeks ago?
Maybe. I never saw that. I never got the impression that they thought. I know I saw a lot of published reports that they thought it was, and I'm sure at some point they felt good, but that was well before the West Coast Conference came out and basically, you know, basically said, Gonzaga, you're our bell cow, and all the rest of you schleps can, you know, deal with it the best you can. So I don't think so. I think at the time it probably looked pretty good. I didn't ever see Craig Thompson. Anything I saw from him didn't make it sound like that it was for sure going to happen. I think there was some confidence there. But after the West Coast Conference came in, especially the dividing of the revenue distribution, you know, the whole scheduling thing's nice and that's fine. Gonzaga doesn't have to worry about that. They don't have to worry about seeding in the NCAA tournament anymore. The revenue was the biggest thing, and the Mountain West just probably its hands were tied because I don't think the school presence would have allowed anything like that. They already did it once with Boise State in the football. They weren't going to do it again for basketball.
Good stuff. Gags, thanks, man. We'll visit next week. Appreciate it. Go on your Easter egg hunt now.
All right. See you guys.
See ya.
Get your shovel.